passion and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
Welcome back. It has been a controversial program, a lot of consternation. We've had testimony by the people, but we have come to a decision. The caller bracket final is going to be Legend versus Larry. The committee has decided it does not recognize the result of Dominic versus Legend because of major allegations of voter fraud. We've been talking about it all afternoon long. The committee finally just halted voting. It really doesn't matter what the disposition of the vote was. There were simply too many allegations, and the preponderance of evidence sided with malfeasance being conducted. Dominic has been DQ'd. We don't know whether there'll be any serious penalty beyond that. What was that? Okay, the committee is, I'm getting it in my ear right now. The committee has found Dominic mostly innocent of any serious allegations. The committee was not pleased with Dominic's testimony today. They did not find it to be completely truthful. However, taking his age into consideration, he is 12 years old, they ruled him clear to remain a caller in good standing. However, Chase Winovich, his uncle, and has been formally banned, permanent ban from ever being on this show, even though he's never been and probably never would be. So enough of that. The finals will be Monday afternoon, coinciding with the national championship. It will be Larry versus Legend. And we heard from Legend earlier. Larry is who we hear from now. Hello, Larry.
Woo! That's right, Legend. That's my woo. You plagiarizer, you always come back and bite you in the ass when you do people wrong. And that's what you did to me, and you know it. So you can go on that like you don't know what I'm talking about. But I'm going to tell you something.
Hold on a second there. What did Legend do to you?
He plagiarized. He got my woo, man.
No, Larry, let me explain something. You're saying that Legend plagiarized you. Now, would you say it's a fair statement that you plagiarized someone else?
No, I didn't plagiarize. I had permission. I had permission. Off the WWE, man, when he was saying my name. He was saying my name on WWE when he did the woo. He said, "What's up, Jack? Whoa, that's me, Jack."
Okay.
That's what
that's
I go
a good
by.
Answer, by
you
the way.
Know it.
We'll let that go.
Hey, look, I have more right to it, and you know it.
So Larry, Larry, let me get a few things established here. Is it fair to say that you don't really care for Legend?
I don't like it. He goes overboard, like he goes too far out, man, like this last call he did. Come on, man, you ain't got to get all in that, and your mama and all that. I mean, I don't want to go and piss him off or something like that, but he goes too far. He just goes way deep in the weed with crap that it's just. And if you took a giggling out of his call, he wouldn't have a call. I mean, I'm serious. I mean, I got that on TV where you read closed captions.
Yeah, closed captions.
And giggling, you ain't got nothing giggling. But I like him. He's all right, man. But
hey, Larry, have you ever seen your closed caption?
Oh man, it'd be pitiful.
Yes.
Now I'm not judging mine. You can do what. Look at whatever you want. I stand with whatever I am, brother, and I stand to be the man. Myself, I stand for everything that I do wrong. I admit to it, but I don't think that I'm some kind of, you can't understand what I say. I'm always talking like this all my damn life. When I was in the Navy, they called me Governor Wallace. Hey, Gov, what's up? Because of the way I talk, so Southern. But I can't help that. But this contest was
Larry, how long were you? How long were you in the Navy?
4 years.
4 years.
Four years.
I take it I take it you weren't a SEAL.
Nah, hell no. I wish I could have been. I volunteered.
Can you imagine Larry on SEAL Team 6?
Let me tell you something. I got a pair. Okay? I was in Nam when I was 18 years old.
I know.
Because I volunteered.
You volunteered? I didn't realize that.
Let me tell you.
I never knew that.
Yes, I did. Yes, because, and I volunteered because it was my damn duty. And I was proud of my brothers for being there. I was proud. But once I got there, I wish I had.
Yeah, Larry goes. So Larry, you're hanging around with a bunch of guys in the Navy, and they're all talking about how they got the wrong draft number, and then you say, "Oh, I volunteered to be here."
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. When that plane landed,
I don't know. Do you know anybody that volunteered to go to Vietnam?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, I volunteered.
Now, Randy and I didn't. We were too late. We missed that. But the older people that I knew, they were older than me. I didn't know anybody that volunteered. All they did was sit around hoping they got a high number.
Yeah, you know, when that plane was landing in Da Nang, I seen all them tracers going off. I said, "Oh, I'm in the wrong place." Woo!
Larry, I want to come away and say I have tremendous respect for you, the fact that you did volunteer, but I also have to question your sanity.
Yeah, I do too, man. I got there and got to see the war.
Well, you know the most important thing, Larry, is you came home.
Brother, I just wish this country would get so... Please help these veterans, man. God bless them. They surrender a lot, man, for us. And I do, Paul. I'm proud. I'm proud of this show, man, because how much you've done for talking about Vietnam. A lot of people don't want to talk about it. I didn't for a long time when I first come back because everybody hated us so bad, you know, throw stuff at us, spit on us, shit. I said, damn, man, what's up? I just fought a war for you. And I had to go in the bathroom and change out of my uniform into civilian clothes.
That's unbelievable.
And I sat in the stall and cried because I was so hurt by what I had went through. And so, you know, it's all good. But I'm here on the Fine Bomb Show, and I'm 75 years old, Jack.
We're gonna put the ballot out and everybody can start voting here pretty soon. Thanks so much for the call. That was pretty amazing, wasn't it? Let's check out Joey, who's up next. Hey, Joey.
I'm talking.
Well, thank you. Joey, you there?
Hello.
Yeah, go right ahead, Joey. You are on the air.
Hey, I'm mad at two people. Can I give you their names?
Yeah, of course.
I'm mad at Legend, and I'm mad at you.
Okay,
because
why?
Legend bowed down to NIL and let Dominique take over. And then again, you never let nobody off the hook. And you let the same dude off the hook when he told you a bald-faced lie.
And who
why
is
did
that?
You let a 12-year-old off the hook? And that you wouldn't let nobody else do, and you had him hooked because I sat here and listened to it. He put his foot in his mouth.
Well, Joey, I you're right. He did put his foot in his mouth, and I frankly don't think he was being honest, but I was also trying to give information to the committee so they could make an honest decision, which they did. They ruled him ineligible.
Ain't you part of the committee?
No, I am not on the committee.
You ain't on the committee.
I ain't.
But you never let nobody else off the hook. You had him.
Well, Corey, well, listen, he was, what's the phrase? He got gotten.
Yeah, he got gotten. Because I heard it. He put his foot in his own mouth.
I mean, I mean, he was dead at that moment in time, but I didn't want to. I didn't want to tip the balance. I wanted to see what else he might say, and we found his testimony to be unsatisfactory.
You tell legends never bow down to NIL, because that's what he did. He gave Dominique props, but legend is good.
Joey, thank you for clearing that up. You can be on the committee next time as soon as you finish. We'll take a break. We have been an active show here for a Thursday afternoon in early April. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Paul. That's hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
And we are back, and let's hit Johnny B. up next. Hey, Johnny.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for taking my call. Larry, man, I'm proud of you. You brought it today. That was one of your best calls, and I've never, like Paul said, heard of anybody volunteering to go to Vietnam, and I just want to take this time to thank you for your service, sir. And on another note, that I'm very proud of you, Paul, for restoring integrity into the voting services of America and this show today. I would have lost my butt had I bet on that, but I think you did justice.
Well, I want to compliment everyone here. We let it go yesterday, even though our instinct was to overrule it, but we needed more evidence, and when his uncle went public, and we have the documentation, we had no choice.
Well, what I'm looking at here is once this thing's over, I'm going to appeal it to the Supreme Court, because I think the whole thing was a farce because, you know, I was left out, and you should declare my tweet in candidacy as the winner.
Well, that could, by the way, that could still happen.
Hey, hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. Is your phone going off? I'm getting a tsunami warning from Myrtle Beach. Unexpected tears have caused a rapid rise in dangerous conditions along the beach area. And as always, roll damn tide, Paul.
Handsome Joe is up next.
Roll tide, roll, Paul Feinbaum. And hey, Johnny B's got a little bit of a point there, Paul. Hey, he could have beat a lot of these guys that's in the bracket this year. I mean, a lot of them.
You're right, 100%.
He could have. But yesterday, I mean, y'all did what you had to do. There wasn't no evidence of any wrongdoing. I mean, you could talk people into voting. That's one thing. But when you start paying them, that's y'all did the right thing. Y'all played it right. I mean, it wouldn't have been right to change it yesterday because, I mean, it was, to me, it was done legally. But now, when you started paying the votes today, that's a little bit different. I mean, that's just coming out of the woodwork. But, you know, I like Dominique. You know, I don't think too much of his uncle. But, I mean, but you know, but some kind of election interference, it's only right during the presidential election year.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
we're used to it in the country.
But the main thing, as long as everybody just having fun. I mean, it's all, I'd have lost today, imagine anyway. So, I mean, it wasn't no big deal to me. But it's Legend, you know, he's going to win it. Him and Larry, and I think they're the two best callers out here anyway. I think it's those two, then Squirrel. And even though he's been irate lately, but I like I-Man still. But I think those are the top four callers that you have today. But, I want to say this about Dominique. I like the kid. He got some bad role models as far as adults around him. And as far as his uncle, I'll just say this about the washed-up has-been football player. He can go stick a straw up a pig's butt and take him a big snort up both his nostrils. But anyway, you have a good day, Paul Feinbaum. I love you, brother. Talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you, Joe. I-Man is up next.
Mercy, mercy. What has happened today? I mean, it's just carnage everywhere. Paul, you're such a wonderful man. Look how even controlled and even you're just cool. I mean, you just shaft and pushed him to the corner. I mean, Superfly. That's who you are, Superfly. And what the hell's wrong with your hair? I mean, who's messed up your hair today? Oh, over on your left shoulder. You need to get makeup. Do something about that mess. I mean, you look like you part of the canned heat or something. Are you going to Woodstock?
On the way.
By the time we got to Woodstock, they were 500,000 strong.
They were.
I don't guess I need to address the current situation with the caller bracket since I used to be a good caller and I'm not. No more in it now, but I do congratulate who's the finals? What is it, Larry Legend?
Larry and Legend.
Well, I congratulate Larry for getting there, and Larry's my buddy. I'm gonna take him fishing one day, and he's gonna get wet when we go fishing, and maybe we'll get somebody to videograph that. You know, I'll be like you in New York City. I'll just take me a photographer on videograph. And we just kind of come to terms with all that. So, Paul, I was kind of upset with you yesterday afternoon. I was on hold, and you went to a quarterback at Florida from spring practice. Now, what the hell is a quarterback at Florida at spring practice done that is noteworthy of talking about?
Well, you're right. I mean,
You got real quiet there. I mean,
should have asked and normally, to hold on so he could hear you.
Yeah, I mean, normally you flying off pretty quick. I mean, you know, it's just saving items, and you used to be a good caller, and you seemed a little tense and all that, but you didn't have any answers. See, you didn't have an answer for that question. See, there again, it's kind of like that Caitlin girl. She's just shooting threes. That's what I was doing. I was shooting threes from anywhere, and, you know, that game changed my life, Paul. It changed my life. I was listening to that Arbeck girl, however you say her name.
Nicole
and
Arbeck.
I tell you, she got emotional. Yeah, she got emotional about that. I'm thinking, honey, have you been anywhere in your lifetime? I mean, she went on and on, and there it was right in front of me. And she always takes up so little space. And, I mean, I was about to start crying. I mean, she was moving me to tears. It changed my life, I'm telling you. Can't you tell I'm a new man? I'm a better man. See, that's what you do, Paul, with these callers. I mean, you know, how much of this coach crap do you hear? Well, we're trying to make better people out of them. Do you believe that? I don't believe it. You don't believe it. They want football players to win games. They don't care about better people down the road. They want you to block, tackle, catch, run, jump, and smash hell out of them if you don't get the targeting call today. That's what they – isn't that what they want, Paul? That's
well,
what they want.
They're educators, aren't they?
The what?
They're educators.
Of course they are. They're teaching football. I mean, at a professional level. I mean, yeah, they're educating. I mean, these guys have been playing football their whole damn life, and we're going to make better people out of them. We want better daddies. We want better governors. We want better senators. We want better blue-collar workers because ain't none of y'all going to the NFL. You will be blue-collar in somewhere in your lifetime. But we want you to be better people when you're doing it because it means so much to my legacy because that's what we do. We build character here. See, Paul, that's what you do with your callers. You build character, don't you? Can't you tell it's working on me?
I don't want to get in the way of a good call, I mean.
But you can see, you just feel that character flowing, don't you?
Actually, that's an inaccurate statement.
What? That's an inaccurate statement. I mean, you can't feel that character. I mean, it's moving in, just like sitting on the dock of the bay with Otis. I mean, it's just character. It's character driven. And you know, Paul, I appreciate you so much, because look what you've done for me. I mean, you're such a good man. And with all that power that you've got, why won't you make Matt an ambassador somewhere? I mean, why won't you just go on and pull the trigger on that deal and make Matt an ambassador and be done with it? Because Matt needs to be an ambassador. Larry needs to be the caller of the year. And because look at the character flowing out of me. Can you imagine me saying such things like that? For damn Eagle, Paul, and go UConn. Have a good day.
That was truly a depressing call. We will take a break. Your calls remain here. Final 30 minutes on this Thursday.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Guys are here Saturday morning to get you ready for a big weekend of sports. Marty McGee, 7 a.m. And AJ is up next.
You know, Paul, you remember Coach Herm in that famous press conference after the game. He said, you play to win the game.
Right.
You familiar with that? Well, clearly.
I've seen it quite a few times.
Heard it quite a few. Obviously, Chase Winovich didn't ever hear that. Because he goes by the motto of, you pay to win the game. Because that's what he's done. He'll put up a $100 raffle. See, everybody thinks that he's giving out $100 for each vote. No, it's a giveaway. So he's going to suck in all those votes and then just randomly pick somebody for the $100. So he's
apparently
a cheap-ass
because
cheater.
The voting changed in a lickety-split moment.
Yeah, he's a cheating cheater. And one little thing that I noticed, he was coached under Harbaugh. You know, we all know about that cheater. And then he went on to play with the New England Patriots. You know, I couldn't help but read up on him. And in 2023, he made a social media post. Well, by the way, we're all familiar with how the New England Patriots are cheaters anyway. Deflategate, hashtag. But you know, what Chase did do is he made a public post on a social work network when he was retiring, and he said that he was going to hang his hat up in the NFL, ending his football career. So he was going to serve the universe in other ways. And so his other ways is he chooses to cause his poor nephew to be disqualified, because all he's ever done is been around cheaters. He's been taught to cheat. That's all he knows what to do. And so, quite frankly, Chase, cheating Chase, young man, let me tell you something. You need to wake up and smell the coffee, you son of a Winovich.
AJ needed the last second shot to pull that call off. Colton is in Fayetteville. Hey, Colton.
Hey, how you doing? I appreciate Paul taking my call.
Thank you.
One of my main questions here, I got a big question for you. You think Must Bus took the bus home on the California because on and off the court issues? Or would you say it would have to do he wanted to be flight buddies with Lincoln Riley and he was going to Cali all along?
Yeah, Colton, I don't know exactly what was going on. I know this was a difficult season. You probably know more about what was going on off the court than I do.
Yeah, I mean, there's a whole lot of off the court social media stuff going around up here in Fayetteville, and especially, and everybody's talking about him leaving. But I want to say that I think just him going on to California, I think I kind of see him as a California guy more than he was an Arkansas guy. He took us to multiple Sweet 16s and an Elite Eight, you know, first time since 1994. But honestly, I just wondering your opinion on why you think he left, or if it
well,
was just mainly
well,
because
listen,
it was
you already know he's from there. I think he may very well be the type of coach that after a couple of years, he has just burned through all of the goodwill. And I mean, he was not a halfway guy. I mean, he was 100 miles an hour. And I my guess is, and I didn't see him much this year, but I did see him, I think, in Nashville. He looked pretty burnt out.
Yeah, I agree. We kind of, you can kind of tell, especially when all that social media stuff was going around, that was kind of the case. But got another big question. What do you think about Chris Beard coming down here?
Well, I mean, certainly that name's been floated out there. You know, he did a good job this year at Ole Miss. He's got a great reputation, or he had a great reputation until he was dismissed by Texas. But he's certainly well thought of. I mean, he has done it at every level.
Yeah, this is true, and I think he's got heavy ties in Arkansas, especially with him previously coaching at Euler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know that, but I do know this, Colton, that his name was literally the first name to come up. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it very, very much. Richie is up next. Hey, Richie.
Hey, Paul. I have a serious question for you and Iman and AJ. When was the last time Auburn won anything seriously?
Well, they did win the SEC basketball tournament this year. Does that count?
No.
Okay. Well, before that,
I'm talking about nationally, anything.
Well, 2019 was probably the last major accomplishment. They went to the Final Four.
Okay. Well, the butt hurt is real for AJ and Iman. Roll Damn Tide.
Yeah. I mean, AJ just has a greatest hits collection of three or four vignettes that he rolls into every call. Iman's call tonight. Randy, I don't know. I felt kind of depressed at the end of it, didn't you? Yeah, I mean, it was just, he was kind of hitting all the notes that used to get him laughs, and it was just the rage. He wears it on his sleeve. He just needs to move on. Sparks is up next. Hey, Sparks.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
We are doing great. Thank you.
Yeah, good shows all week, man.
Well, thank you very much.
It's like in songwriters. I'll talk to you about that later on. I know a few, met a few. But both my grandmas mad at you.
Hold on now. Who's mad at me?
Both my grandmas. They said they've been trying to watch sports. It's all been the last two or three weeks about this bracketory. My grandma Stella, she just now found out that Saban retired. And my grandma from Florida, Danita, she's telling me the SEC Network reporting that he is back to finish unfinished business. So start getting sports on there. It's legitimate sports.
Yeah, you know.
Thank you, Paul.
Yeah, thank you. Somebody called up a few minutes ago and said, who do you say? This lady said that she just heard on Facebook that Saban was coming out back. And I just found that funny. I know people don't ever give anybody credit. And I'm not asking for it, but I just posed this question. Do you think a program like this would have heard that Saban was coming back three hours and 40 minutes into the show? Or would that have just gone over our head? Could have, maybe. Greg is up next in Bristol, Tennessee. Hey, Greg.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
We are great. Thank you.
Nice to talk to you.
I'm not going to talk about other people. I'm going to actually talk about sports.
Oh my goodness.
I know this is insane. I'm going to talk about Tennessee football. I just want to know, what do you think? How many games do you think they will win? I think they'll win 8. I'm being real. We're not going to beat Alabama. We're not going to beat Georgia. We're not going to beat Florida because 20 years we beat them once. So
well, Greg, I'm more optimistic than you are. You got Florida and Alabama at home. I think the Vols will beat Florida, and I don't know about Alabama. I think Alabama is certainly a possible win. I think the Georgia game on the road would be the most difficult. The game at Oklahoma is winnable too. So I think Tennessee could win nine or ten games.
Our quarterback's really good.
I think Nico is the quarterback of the moment, and it's just a matter of whether all the pieces come together. Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Andy is up next. Hello, Andy.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I just want to say I'm pretty disappointed in whoever is on the committee for caving to what I would consider to be a bunch of Trump's hard cult members who got their panties in a wad because a kid showed them up. And I'm kind of disappointed in you for pandering to them instead of telling them to shut the hell up about election interference. The guy said he was sick of talking about election interference, and he just talked about it. What are you talking about, dude? And did it never occur to y'all that maybe a bunch of people saw the opportunity to stick it to Legend and to stick it to y'all who've been saying that Legend was going to win the color bracket from day one and jump on Twitter and vote? Because I know that's certainly what I did, because I cannot stand Legend. I think he's the worst caller. Usually when he comes on, I just turn him off because I can't stand to listen to him. But maybe that's what happened. I didn't even know about the Chase Winovich thing until y'all started talking about it later. Who cares? It's a kid. But the fact that y'all have rigged this from the beginning is just ridiculous.
Well, thank you, Andy. We'll take a short break. That's your call. We'll be right back with more.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Wednesday night on ABC, Brittany Griner, for the first time since being released from a Russian prison, shares her story.
You've been told to go through your bag, and you felt...
Felt the cartridge.
What were you thinking at that moment when you felt that?
My life is over right here.
Her sentence.
Just been told you're going to be 9 years in one of the worst prisons in Russia.
I was just so scared for everything, because there's just so much unknown.
Brittany Griner, Robin Roberts, Prisoner in Russia. Wednesday night at 10, 9 central on ABC.
Megan Smith, lefty on the mound, great pitcher, number one team in the country, takes on Ole Miss. Stevens is up next in Louisiana. Hello, Steven.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
We are doing great. Thank you for checking in.
I want to talk about this fiasco of LSU women's team and Kim Mulkey not showing up for the national anthem the other night on the court. You know, LSU, if you look at it, LSU has not shown up for the national anthem any game this year on the court. Neither did USC or UConn the other night. And Kim Mulkey explained it in great detail in her press conference the other night that at the 12-minute mark before the game, they go back to the locker room and do their last preparations. And everybody's making them out to be the bad person, including our Governor,
yeah, I want to ask you about that, Stephen, because you're right. We tried to correct somebody the other night, and I mean, I'm reading what this governor is doing today. Apparently, he's sending out all. What is wrong with this guy?
Look, I voted for the guy. You know, in his divine stupidity, he's injecting himself into college athletics. Politicians need to stay out of college athletics and let the athletic directors and the coaches manage the sport, okay? In fact, he said they should look in, the board of directors should look into doing something to the girls' scholarships. Well, you know, I don't think he can do anything to those players' scholarships. I'd be willing to bet a good lawyer could say that's unconstitutional. You know? So he needs to stick to being the governor and let the coach coach the team. If you ask me, Kim Mulkey has more pull in the state of Louisiana than the governor does.
Yeah, well, I mean, listen, I'm not going to argue constitutionality of his office, but I mean, there's no way he can, he does not have that jurisdiction. And
I agree.
I'm surprised there hasn't been more outrage. I mean, maybe there is.
Well, I think it all stems from that New York Times article where that guy was trying to bring Mulkey down with his dirt and stuff that he put it in that article. You know, look, Kim Mulkey's from my hometown. I know that woman. I mean, she is the most honest, integrity-driven person in the world, and she's a great basketball coach.
Yeah, and Stephen, you know, one thing, the people in the administration at LSU, they knew who they knew who they were hiring. There's nothing in that article that surprised them.
You darn right they knew who they were hiring. That's why they paid her the amount of money
they paid her.
So, all right, Bob.
Well, I'm glad to hear from you. Yeah, I've been meaning to talk about that, but I really, I've seen some reports on that, and I was in shock that the governor actually said what he did, but apparently he did. Hey, thank you, Stephen. Thank you very, very much. Dave is up next. Hey, Dave, go right ahead.
Woo! This is David Legend. How you doing, Paul?
We're doing great.
I just want to say, you make Alabama football great. If it wasn't for you, I don't think Alabama football would be as popular as it is. And I want to get down to the nitty-gritty. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm hanging on every word.
Okay, Gary Legend, they talk about, oh, Handsome Joe there talked about how good he was. When I called your show, they were actually putting him down on your phone call. Every time I turn your show on, they're putting down Gary Legend. And my brother told me a long time ago, controversy makes you popular. And most people don't like him because he is the best. He makes your show exciting and makes everybody in the SEC mad. And like Handsome Joe said a long time, I said you should just have fun. And they don't.
Well Dave, listen, you know him a whole lot better than I do, but what I know about Legend is he's a straight shooter. He's honest. He cares about people. I'll let you finish it because you know him.
He is the kind of person that has fun in sports, and it's not really who all votes for him. It's what the topics he talks about and how he arouses people. If there is a caller in the South that's famous, it's him. He should be on SportsCenter. Woo! And I am David Legend. And I will bring up what Steven said about standing up to the flag and all. I served in the military, and I volunteered. My brother volunteered, my oldest brother. And like the 49ers quarterback, when he didn't stand up, he knew he was going to make people mad in the military, and he didn't care. He should have never been back in the NFL, and that's why he never played again. If you can't stand to the flag, you shouldn't play ball in America. Woo! That's all I got to say, Paul.
Thank you, Dave.
You are great.
Great to talk to you. Dave Legend, Legend's brother. There's two Legends out there. Billy D is up next. Hey, Billy.
Hey, Paul. Yeah, look, I mean, it's ridiculous. You have a team from Alabama playing in the Final Four. It doesn't matter if you're playing for Auburn or Alabama. You're representing Alabama. And the fact that he would not acknowledge that, to me, is just, it's disgusting, repulsive.
You know, I agree with you on that, Billy. You don't have to say, you know, whether you cheer for Alabama or not is your own prerogative, but why would you openly cheer for a school you have no affiliation or association with.
Right. Did he even graduate from Auburn? Do you know, Paul?
Yeah, I'm afraid I don't know of Iman's educational record.
Graduated from a university. I hear a dialect, and I would say negative, sir.
Yeah, I think you're probably accurate on that. I don't think that matters, Billy. I think fans can be fans whether they've ever been to the school or not. That's something I've always been very passionate about. Gabriel is in Arkansas. Hey, Gabriel.
Hey, man. How you doing today?
We're doing great. Thank you.
Hey, what is your opinion on the Stephon Diggs and the Bills trade?
I think it's good for Houston. Fantastic for Houston. Michael is up next. Hey, Michael.
Hey, how you doing, Paul?
Good to hear from you.
Looking forward to the Final Four, man. Good to hear from you, too. Looking forward to seeing the women and men's Final Four. This is historic. ACC got men and women, SEC, men and women, Big Ten and Big East got men and women. This is going to be great. But I'm going to tell you, I'm roll tied with Bama and South Carolina Gamecocks. I believe that SEC going to have two national titles, both men and women. Got something to talk about on Tuesday. On Tuesday, that Paul. So we're looking forward to this. SEC winning both national titles. I believe it's going to happen.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Wednesday night on ABC, Brittany Griner, for the first time since being released from a Russian prison, shares her story.
You've been told to go through your bag, and you felt
the cartridge.
What were you thinking in that moment when you felt that?
My life is over right here.
Her sentence.
Just been told you're going to be 9 years in one of the worst prisons in Russia.
I was just so scared for everything, because there's just so much unknown.
Brittany Griner, Robin Roberts, Prisoner in Russia. Wednesday night at 10, 9 central on ABC.